You are now tuned in to the Jambalaya here on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Hey everybody, it's DJ Medi here, and you're listening to the Wednesday 1 o'clock Jambalaya Show. This is a pre-recorded show from home, but we broadcast at SFU on unceded Coast Salish territory here in beautiful Burnaby, BC. Today, I'm going to be interviewing my neighbors. That's right. And in Radio Land, that's the show Before Me and After Me. So we're going to have Todd from the Blurred Crusade and Art from Radio Guter on today's show. We'll also be playing new music from the CJSF library. So let's start off with the Pack AD. They just did a crazy fun online show at the Rickshaw. So hopefully you caught that. And if not, listen to their music. This is so awesome. Here's It's Okay on CJSF.
Oh,
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, and we're going to get right to it with Todd's interview. So when I first started, Todd would teach me how to use all the controls and buttons at the studio. So I call him the master, and he would always reply, the master of disaster. So we have the master of disaster here on my show. Welcome, Todd, to the Jambalaya. I'll let you introduce yourself.
Hi, Linda, a.k.a. DJ Medi. Thanks for having me. It's great to be on the show. My name is Todd McCluskey, and I do a show up here at CJSF called The Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk.
So how did you get into radio?
Well, you know, I've always been into radio as a kid. I love to listen to the radio. The big radio stations back in the day in Vancouver were CKLG and 14C Fun. So, you know, I spent a lot of time listening to the radio as a kid, and then I got into collecting vinyl. And in junior high, I ended up having a work experience, and I went out to CITR, which just made me even more interested in radio. Eventually, I got a playlist show at SFU in the mid-80s. Back then, CJSF was called CJIV, C-J-I-V. So I did a playlist show up at SFU for a while, and I ended up applying for and being accepted into BCIT, and I took broadcast communications. And from there, I worked in commercial radio for a few years. The highlight was I worked for a top 40 station called 1040 Kicks, and I did a graveyard shift on the air for that station. At that time, I went under the name of Todd Summers, and it was a lot of fun. And I ended up leaving radio to get into the corporate world, and I did that for many, many years. And then a few years back, I had some time on my hands, so I decided to re-enter the wonderful world of radio, and I ended up again back at SFU and doing the Blurred Crusade at CJSF.
Love your show. Now let's talk about your band, Social Outcasts.
So I was in a punk band, a high school punk band called Social Outcasts, and we formed in about 1980. And we were very inspired from all the local punk that was happening in the Vancouver area. And we had a lot of different members come in and out of the bands, but the two guys that kind of started the whole thing was myself on vocals and a great guitarist, a friend of mine named Dave Tom. So we recruited some other members, and we started practicing, writing some songs, and we ended up starting to gig around Vancouver. And we played the notorious Smiling Buddha Cabaret on several occasions. We ended up opening for DOA in about 1982, which was a real highlight because they were definitely some of our local idols. And then from there, we ended up in a studio called Profile Studios, and we recorded a few tracks. And Profile Studios was run by a guy named Billy Barker, who was in a band called The Scissors. So we recorded probably 10 to 12 songs, and very basic stuff. And we ended up putting out a 4-song cassette EP, which we used to flog at gigs and at our high school and to friends. And we did that for a while. So the band was together for a couple years, and then everything kind of fell apart. And then we didn't really do anything until about 2004. And I got together with a local producer named Dean Hagem, and we put out a CD from all our old tapes. And it was called Social Outcasts, Three Chord Chaos, which is incidentally in the CGSF library. And so we got a little mileage out of that CD. So that was 2004. And then, you know, not really too much happened for several years. And then I, by chance, ran into a local bassist named Dave Laprise. And we got a bunch of the old gang together, and we started jamming. And we decided to reform the Social Outcast. So the current lineup is myself on vocals, our original guitar player, Dave Tom, another local guitar player, Don Dercole, who was in a fabulous band called Head Rush, Also, we have Dave Laprise on bass and his son Koji Laprise on drums. So everything was going pretty smoothly. We were rehearsing, we were writing, and then COVID hit, so everything has come to a screeching halt. But we're hoping to pick things back up post-COVID. We're planning on putting out an EP sometime in 2021. So we definitely have some new Social Outcast material coming out once we get through this this pandemic. So right now, I guess we're going to play some classic Social Outcasts. This is a track from Three Chord Chaos, the tune Eat the Rich on Jambalaya here on CGSF 90.1 FM.
Eat the rich on a passing train. Sour, slobbing, storm away. 6 months on, 6 months off. Work is hard, money's soft. Don't give a damn about wealth and places. Don't give a damn about the road races. Cut your hit with the gold and trade. Time and dirty, they bought and made. That's where the kids, rings on the wives. Mates and living slaves in the captain lies. Sitting on us, day after day. Nothing to do, nothing to say.
Yeah, that was Utah. Wow, you are a punk. Oh my goodness. Now I'm all curious about what did you wear? What was your hair like back in the day?
So what did we look like back in the day? Well, I mean, the big thing was just kind of looking like you didn't really care. So, you know, sneakers, ripped up jeans, T-shirts. The big thing also was military wear, anything camouflage. I used to have this bomber-style wool military jacket with a bunch of patches on it, so anything military. We used to hang out at the surplus stores buying military stuff. That was really big. As far as hairstyles, I would say nothing too extreme. I think we're a little more Ramones-looking than Sex Pistols-looking. But definitely kind of looking like you didn't care, which was kind of an easy thing to do when you were a teenager.
And who were you listening to?
So who were you listening to back then? Well, you know, our big influences, first of all the British stuff, the Sex Pistols, the Clash, the Damned were absolutely huge. And then the local Vancouver bands like DOA, the Subhumans, the Modernettes, Young Canadians, very influential. Vancouver had a very thriving punk rock scene back then, and we went to a lot of gigs and got to know a lot of the people. And like I said, we did open for DOA, which was a real highlight of the Social Outcast career. Also, a lot of the American stuff, like the Ramones were huge. Black Flag were very big. You know, listening back to a lot of the Social Outcast material, we were heavily influenced by Black Flag. So, yeah, there was a lot of good stuff back then. It wasn't hard to get into some really good classic punk rock.
Good stuff indeed. Now let's hear something new.
So, you know, what I would like to play right now then is DOA. They have a new album called Treason. So let's pick a track. I'll let you do that, Linda. You pick a track from DOA's latest album, Treason. Good stuff. DOA, Local Heroes on CJS.
Truth and truth. That's the truth. So tell me what the truth is.
And that was All the President's Men, DOA. Thank you, Todd. It was such an honor to have the Master of Disaster on the Jambalaya Show.
Well, thanks for having me, Linda. It's been a pleasure. I am a avid listener of your show. I love it. I think you're doing a great job. And, you know, keep up the good work. Hopefully we can run into each other one of these days once this pandemic runs its course. You know, remember, of course, listen to my show, The Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk, and I can be heard Wednesdays at noon, Thursdays at midnight, and of course, online anytime on the website, cgsf.ca, and also watch out for some new Social Outcast material coming out sometime in 2021. Thanks a lot, and I will see you again soon.
Yes, I am so looking forward to that. All right, now let's continue on with some new music here. It's the 1865 with Beholden.
No candles for us, no lanterns for us, so we create our own signs and signal with our light, our higher spirits living within us, guiding us out of this consumerist darkness. Where our bodies are captured to breathe. I was woman enough in the dark, in the blackest hour.
Okay, so I need to go for a quick pee break, but before I go, I'm going to let you guys think about what would Captain Picard say about a sewing machine? We're going to find out after the break.
Every day, residents of Vancouver use an average of 270 liters of water in their daily lives. While this number may seem impossible, every drop counts. For example, the tap water you left on while brushing your teeth, or that load of laundry consisting of only one t-shirt. And don't forget the time you sang Don't Stop Believin' for 45 minutes in the shower. Wasting water is something we're all guilty of. So next time, let's turn the water off when brushing our teeth. Make sure that load of laundry we're washing is full, and limit our showers to under 10 minutes. Let's limit our water consumption one task at a time. Brought to you by the City of Vancouver.
Oh yeah, that's better. All right, so what would Captain Picard say to the sewing machine? Well, if you're a crazy Star Trek fan like me, you already knew the answer. Make it so. All right, next we have Space Queen. Here's DBA right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Over achieve, and the
And that was a Vancouver band called Space Queen. All right, now let's mellow out and play some soft tunage. Here's Logan and Nathan with Stumble and Ora Kogan, Secret, right here on CJSF.
Seen stumble through your dark and I'll wake up. When I stumble through my dark and I'll wake up, all of what's been.
All right, it's time to switch it up. We're going to play some hip hop for you. Okay, let's check what is happening on the CJSF charts. Yes, number one is Kingdom. We're going to play her. And yeah, let's pick. What song shall we pick? Let's do this one. No More Same featuring LUVK from her album Neurofire. And before that, I want to play one of our guys. He's another neighbor down the line. So tonight, Wednesday, from 9 to midnight, there's a hip-hop show called Beyond That featuring Koma. All right, so we're going to play his song. Here's Lockdown, 1080p. Yes, Koma, and his nickname is LFDY88. Check it out.
Are you locked down?
Are you locked down?
Spit a word fools of that purple, like whirlpool.
Spit a whirlpool like purple, like whirlpool.
Spit a whirlpool of that purple, spit a whirlpool of that purple, like whirlpool. Stepping outside with a earthful. Keep thinking God through the curfew. Bless you, I know. Are you locked down, locked down? Are you locked down, locked down? Are you locked down? Are you locked down, locked down? Are you locked down? Are you locked down? Many days gone by, quarantine fly. Lost in my newborns, dancing to the rhythm of my own drum. Five chill drinking, poison you on. Good or evil, who you ride for? Do you appreciate materialism? One life, one. Live for the day, cause it's more. Or did you just zone out, vibing to me? Or did you just zone out, vibing to me? I speak, I see you listening, share a comment. It's clear my voice got reached. The lockdown, lockdown, are you locked down? Through the lockdown, lockdown, are you locked down? Lockdown, are you locked down? Are you locked down? Lockdown, through the lockdown, are you locked down? Through the lockdown, lockdown, are you locked down? Through the lockdown, lockdown, are you locked down? Through the lockdown, lockdown. Stepping outside. Head facing the sky, trying to realize you're the death to die. I'm just flying. I'm just flying. To the lockdown, are you locked down?
Same old person. a new face in the mirror. Reflection is clearer. This is my era. There's no chains, no chains around my view. Every day is something new. I'm raising to the wind and I'ma always find a way out, way out. No more same old days. No more same old days. No more same old.
Next, we have an interview with Arndt. Hello, Arndt, and welcome to the Jambalaya Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself to the listeners.
Hello, I'm Arndt Peltner, the producer and host of Radio Goethe.
And how did the name of your show come about?
Oh, the name. I'm still not happy with the name, but it goes back to the beginning of the show when I needed an underwriter and the German Cultural Center Goethe Institute was willing to do this and ask me if I have a name for this show already. I didn't beg then, so they suggested Radio Goethe. Not a good name since most over here can't pronounce Goethe or spell it or even know who Goethe was. I had once Sammy Hager give me a station ID and he said Radio Gothy. Some say Radio Gothic. Still, I won't change it after all these years.
Okay, Radio Gothy. Okay, so just so people know, you actually live in the States. So congratulations on your new president.
Well, we are not there yet. I'm not that optimistic, I think, although we might get rid of Donald Trump. Trumpism and all for what he stands is still very much alive in the United States. Don't forget, 72 million people voted for him and his ideas.
Is journalism what you do for a living? And how did you get started in radio?
Yes, I'm a radio journalist, a correspondent for mostly German and Swiss public radio. I also write articles for German newspapers and magazines. That is my profession. I'm covering a lot of politics and cultural stories, not necessarily the day-to-day stuff, more the analysis and the long-term stories. For example, I covered the militia movement, the redlining in the US as part of the systemic racism. I cover a lot the death penalty in the US. I have been in touch for 24 years with a death row inmate in San Quentin. But I also normally travel a lot to conflict and post-conflict areas like Somalia, Sudan, Congo, Afghanistan. I started out way back in 1994 after I dropped out of my social work program at a college in Nuremberg, Germany. So radio is my life.
So how does your show get picked up by other radio stations?
Well, after I moved to San Francisco in 1996, I started a live show on KUSF San Francisco. There was the college radio station. KUSF was one of the early stations that started to broadcast also online, and I realized very early on I got feedback from listeners outside the city, so the local idea of a station was gone. And I thought I'd just offer my show to other college stations, and some agreed. I think since Radio Goethe is not a formatted show, not commercial, and since I'm doing it just for the fun, it was possible, maybe interesting for some other stations.
Oh, totally. I love your show. And I love how it reminds me of the best concert I've ever been to, Rammstein. How about you?
Well, of course, all the Rammstein concerts I have seen were great. I even saw them early on opening for KMFDM in a small club in Palo Alto. Maybe 300 people in the room. There was amazing, because they just played in this small venue like they did back then already in the big halls in Germany. I remember Till Lindemann getting on stage and starting to sing Rammstein, and then he went into flames with his like coat on there. For me, one of my favorite songs by Rammstein is Deutschland from their last album. I think the video to this song is a masterpiece and the lyrics are deep, smart, provocative, but very important in these times.
Indeed. Here's Rammstein on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Geist getrennt, im Herz vereint. Wir sind schon sehr lang zusammen, dein Atem kalt, das Herz in Flammen.
Wow, yes, powerful stuff. Okay, now let's talk about you. Now, I find a lot of radio hosts, they're actually in bands. Are you in a band or do you play any instruments?
Nope and nope. I don't play an instrument and I don't play or sing in a band. probably thank God. I just love music, all different kinds of music. I like stories behind the music. On my trips to Africa, music connects me with others. I have enjoyed live music on the banks of the River Niger with some people there. I've produced a radio feature about the power of music in war-torn Somalia. But I also love experimental music. I started a new live show on a station in San Jose earlier this year, a night show from midnight to 3 a.m., testing really the limits there, what music can be. And I really love it. I hope my listeners too.
Ooh, I'll have to check that out. All right, now has anyone ever told you you could probably do a great Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonation?
No, I have never heard that. He's from Austria, a very different dialect. I'm from Nuremberg, Franconia, the northern part of Bavaria. But here we go. I'll be back.
Arnold, that was awesome. Now get to the chapa. Okay, get to the chapa. Okay, we gotta wrap it up here. And one more question. I know the music scene is super huge in Germany, so I just want to find out what do music fans from North America and around the world, what do they like about German music?
Well, I have done this show for 24 years now. I think what music fans over here really like about the German music scene is when it's different, when it's something that you can't hear over here. Like the medieval music scene from Corvus Corax to In Extremo, or the harsh sounds with the German lyrics by Rammstein. The amazing electronic music scene has also been mentioned, like go back to Tangerine Dream, Kraftwerk, but also the techno music scene from Berlin. But I think for me it's just important that listeners have an open ear, are willing to listen to music beyond charts and big successful bands. There's so much great music out there. I even have an album here about water drumming, I think from Tanzania. It's fascinating to explore and find great new music from all around the world.
Thank you so much for joining me on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University Campus Community Radio here in Burnaby, Canada, and hanging out with me, DJ Mehdi.
Thank you for having me. And if someone wants to get in touch with me or listen to some shows, just go to radiogoethe.org. There are also some music stories to listen to under the segment Wunderbar Together, really from Krautrock to AFN Radio to the music of the German immigrants. So thank you for having me. Tschüss.
That was Art Peltner, everyone. All right, thanks so much for tuning in to my neighbor's episode. And next week, I'll be interviewing my old roommates and we'll see what they're up to. Okay, Art, so if you are still listening, we're going to end the show with a Canadian song. So put your cowboy hat on. We're going to play Orville Peck on CJSF 90.1 FM. And yes, after that song is Radio Goethe. I told you he'll be back.
I'll be back.
All right. See y'all next week.
The sun goes down another dreamless night. You're right by my side. You wake me up. You say it's time to ride. Strange canyon road, strange look in your eyes. You shut them as we fly, as we fly. Stark Hollow Town, Carson City Line. See you.
enough to make